In 2017, close to 40% of all fatalities and around a third of injuries at surface mines across the country involved mobile equipment. That's according to the Mine Safety and Health Administration, or MSHA. A big component for potential mobile equipment accidents is blind spots. So a safety instructor at Gillette College is using virtual reality to train new and experienced miners to recognize the limits of their perspective. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler has more.
So have a seat and if you sit here.
Nick Ulrich is setting me up in a generic office at the Gillette College Technical Education Center. Ulrich is a safety instructor for the Mine Safety and Health Administration training program. He's been working on creating a new way to train miners for more than a year.
The goggles, when you put them on, this doesn't go all the way around the back of your head, but it fits kind of on the top.
I'm pulling on a headpiece that kind of looks like fancy ski goggles. A laptop is on the desk in front of me, and Ulrich is telling me about the program as he hands me a small controller.
Okay, so now you are in the part where you can look around 360 degrees.
Oh yeah, it's like we're in a giant warehouse.
Yep, so you're in a giant warehouse with lots of equipment all around you. So all of this equipment is stuff that you would see on a mine site, stuff that you would operate.
Just like that, I'm in a virtual world that teaches miners about blind spots from 10 different pieces of equipment. The program uses virtual reality, 360-degree photos, and drone footage to take miners to the site, put them in the driver's seat, and then allow them to travel around the equipment to see the hazards they can't see from the cab. Ulrich says recognizing those hazards as an equipment operator or any other mine worker can be life-saving.
And I can tell you that every year there are fatalities that come from somebody being parked or getting into the blind spot of the heavy equipment. But there are more than just the fatalities that we run into, right? But we don't see those. We don't hear about those because what gets shared is the fatalities. So it is a huge deal.
This program can help with awareness for the workers, but mines come up with their own strategies to keep people safe around heavy equipment, like using radios. And MSHA recommends the equipment have collision avoidance and warning systems, or things like flags and lights for smaller vehicles. In 2018 and 2019, there were 12 fatalities nationwide that involved mobile equipment, according to MSHA. And that's why developing better safety training is important for miners. New workers on mine sites are required to go through a 24-hour training on lots of topics, including safety. Then every year, miners go through an 8-hour refresher. Ulrich says for his program to be effective, he wanted to make it as real as possible.
It was important to show an actual piece of equipment. It was important to me to show the actual cab of the equipment, that people aren't just thinking, oh, well, this is just computers, so really are the blind spots that bad in the real stuff, right? It was important to have the real stuff that they could see.
Like the tire is like a good 5 feet above my head.
Yes, yep. And so that's actual size. Or really, really close. I mean, it's not, it might not be like to the inch, but it's really, really close.
Ulrich tells me to hop into a water truck, then shows me all of the ways a driver could easily miss seeing a person or truck right in front of them.
This is a 360 photo of the cab of a water truck. The point of it is you can look out the windows, you can use the mirror on your left, and the point of it is what can you see, right? So really, you don't see much, right? I mean, you don't see anything around you. Now you're outside the cab of that water truck on the deck, right? But now as you look on the ground, you start to see some stuff.
Yeah.
All of that stuff was there while you were in the cab.
As I make my way around the truck, I see workers and pickup trucks and vans that I could have hit if I'd driven away. Ulrich says the blind spot training isn't just focused on the people who would be driving the equipment. It's for everyone on site, so they know what drivers can and cannot see. Ulrich got the idea for the program just about a year ago after attending a conference where a group used virtual reality for underground coal mining. He thought the same technology could be used in surface mining that happens in the Powder River Basin. After researching, Ulrich worked with a computer programmer and local mines over the summer to develop the program. One of those was Dry Fork Mine, just north of Gillette. Laura Dilley is its safety coordinator.
I think it's more beneficial than the actual tour of the mine because they can actually see from the seat of a haul truck what you cannot see. And when you do introduction work environment, they don't get that. But they would get that in this virtual reality.
The program has gotten some national attention as well. This past October, Ulrich and Gillette College won a Mine Safety Award from the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health for technology innovation. Still, Ulrich says he wants to expand the program, first by getting all of the gear he needs for a full class of students to do the training. Then he wants to look at more safety situations, such as mine tours, that would benefit from a virtual reality experience. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Gillette.